watch the struggle, and I want you wrestling with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
Dick Ray here in Hare Stadium. Time is 8:45 Central Daylight Time. Your digital audio device is tuned to the Orange and True podcast, harbored by College of Magnolia. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. I am Drew Croson, at CenterCrow2 on Twitter, at CenterCrow on Venmo. To one side of me is the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, Ryan S. Starrett on Twitter. The S stands for, should have probably watched Last Dance.
I haven't started yet.
To the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, a man who owns a pair of Nike Indestructs, the AU Chief.
I'm all the way down now.
On today's show, we're talking jerseys for SB Nation's Jersey Week, NFL draft reactions, and we might get a little Bulls talk, I don't know. But first, NFL draft reactions. Ryan, can you recap really quickly the only live sporting event that happened in the United States last week?
Auburn did pretty good. Had 6 draftees. I think that's tied for most ever. Top 10 pick on defense. 2 more first rounders on defense.
Now, I was under the impression that Auburn, that Gus can't produce NFL talent.
Well, you notice there was a lack of offensive players in that draft.
Well, they got drafted. There was a lack of offensive players that came out from that
yeah,
team.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it was basically the offensive line were the only seniors on that team. And
woof, woof, as we say about the
offensive line. Two of them got drafted.
Yeah.
Like 4 of them are on rosters now.
It's got to count for something. His last quarterback's about to be the quarterback for the New England Patriots.
And his quarterback before that might also be the quarterback.
Might also be, yeah. Last I checked, he was the odds-on favorite to or they were the odds-on favorite to sign him. That's a lot of conflict. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we lost
back.
Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Ryan, okay. Ryan records this from, I don't know if Opelika's internet's just not very good.
Quite possible.
All right. From a bunker somewhere in Opelika, Alabama. So Derek Brown was the first Auburn player taken. No surprise. And went to the Carolina Panthers.
My Carolina Panthers.
Chiefs, yeah. Carolina Panthers, who he gave up on last week when they ditched the blessed individual, Cam Newton, and instead has now, they redeemed themselves.
Yeah, me and my son celebrated. I was putting into bed when the pick came in, and we started yelling, and I was like, yeah, and he was like, yeah, my son, my little four-year-old.
We're still Panthers fans.
I was like, Derek Brown, and he shouted Derek Brown. It's pretty fun.
Keep pounding.
Yeah. Well, I haven't taught him that. I'm still conflicted on the whole keep pounding thing.
That seems right up Chiefs alley.
My wife and daughter both born in Charlotte. So I have a little bit of Panthers love just from that. But
sure.
Uniforms are horrible. Horrible.
Oh, come on. They're great. The black ones? Oh,
the black ones are fine. The logo is fine.
I don't know.
Crow's just a tradition kind of guy. Yeah, if it doesn't have a Dallas star on it, it ain't worth anything.
The logo is very of its era.
It's very 90s. Although they came in the league in, what, 89? 91?
No, I don't remember. Later than that. And they redid the logo and didn't change the parts that made it so 90s.
Yeah.
There's ways to do a cat logo, and that's not it. Speaking of cats... A big cat, Marlon Davidson, got drafted by the Atlanta Falcons.
Boo.
I hate Atlanta Falcons.
More like Falcons. Am I right, Chief?
Yeah.
At least it wasn't the Saints.
Yeah, that's true. It is true.
Yeah. Although he's going to have a chance to be a day one guy. I mean, Derek and Marlon both. They'll be day one starters.
That's a pretty good pickup for the Falcons that late.
Yeah, I just kind of thought he was going to be a late first round guy. They got all these agile quarterbacks in the division to chase down.
I'd be lying. Why did you not put Noah Igbinoghene to the Dolphins in the first round on the show?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Because go Falcons. But
Noah Igbinoghene, that was a huge deal for me to think that that kid went from a wide receiver to a first round draft pick at corner.
The Dolphins were my first childhood team.
Formerly the best uniforms in the league. Yeah. And then they, for whatever reason, changed their logo and ruined everything.
That used to be my favorite. That's the team I used to play with on Madden the last time I played it back forever ago.
It was the team that featured prominently in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, come on, I know that.
How? They both came out before you were born.
I like the very 90s trend of movies with a colon in the title. Like Ace Ventura, colon, Pet Detective. Ace Subtitle. Ventura, colon, When Nature Calls.
Yes.
They wouldn't do that now. Like now it's Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War. It's as close as it gets.
Right. I guess those have colons. They do.
Well, if that movie had been cast in the 90s, it'd be called Avengers 6, colon, Infinity War.
Probably. Yeah, you're right. They started dropping numbers around 2012
or
so. Only
Fast and the Furious keeps the numbers thing going.
You gotta work those numbers into the title. That's how you know you're cool.
Fast 5.
That was the thing. Like when Disney bought Star Wars, they were like, yeah, we're not using these numbers anymore. It's intimidating people. That was
the fate of the Furious.
With an 8 in the middle of it.
Gosh, those are the best movies.
Oh, God.
Guys, all right. So who else got drafted, Ryan? I mean, Marlon, Noah, and Derek early.
Yeah, those were the highlights. And then Jack Driscoll was the next guy on Saturday.
Just like we all predicted.
Yeah. That seasoned offensive line veteran, Jack Driscoll. He went to the Eagles. Daniel Thomas went to the Jaguars. And Prince Tega, he slipped a little bit, but he went in the sixth round also to the Eagles.
Now, is Jack Driscoll going to be the oldest guy on the Eagles offensive line?
Yeah, he's not an old guy. I think he's a senior. But
Jack Driscoll sounds like
he feels like he's 30 years old. Because he's transferred, right?
I bet you he's younger than me.
Well, I hope so, Ryan. You're not currently in college.
Well, okay, there's a quarterback on the team who's not. So.
Well, that's true.
Is that quarterback older than Josh Halsey? That's a good question. Is Cord older than Josh Halsey?
Why Josh Halsey?
Because he's a coach now.
Oh, correct. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's funny. I think Jeremy Johnson's
Sandberg
a coach too, by the way.
Born in January of 95. So he's got 2 months on me.
Oh, man. Yeah, then Halsey's definitely like a couple years older than him. Yeah. Man. Well, right, so Jack Driscoll, that's surprising because everyone expected Tega to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Tega really was hurt by the fact that teams couldn't do in-person physicals.
Yeah.
And so he had an off-season injury that people were scared of, and they couldn't work him out. So they were like, look, this was the chalkiest chalk draft ever. There was like hardly any trades in the first round. I don't think there was a single trade in the first round at all, actually.
There were trades that had already existed, and then I think somebody in the back end, I think it was actually the Dolphins pick.
Dolphins, for
Iggy.
But that was the only one. Usually you see all kinds of trades. There weren't even that many trades. Well, I only watched the first two rounds, I guess. So,
what was the pick that surprised you the most in the first round, Ryan?
I think the only one that surprised me probably was Jordan Love going to the Packers.
Well, that surprised
Aaron Rodgers just got Brett Favre.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what surprised me a little bit was the Raiders early on drafting Ruggs ahead of CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Ahead of Lamb.
And Judy.
He was the first receiver off the board.
Shocked. When the Cowboys sat there and Lamb was just sitting, I knew they were drafting CeeDee Lamb. So I was like, any team that's sane would draft this guy. He or Judy are the best receivers on the board, and for some reason the Raiders went with Ruggs. Well, not for some reason, because he's so fast. Raiders love speed, always have for 100 years.
Raiders gonna Raiders. That's just win is really dumb because they don't win. But anyway,
That's also, another team I've never seen do anything.
When is John Gruden's son going to be eligible for the draft? The dude's jacked.
I didn't see
him. He looked like a bowling ball. His muscles had muscles.
I guess one of the other highlights was where someone came in from another room after apparently getting down in another part of the house.
Draft day festivities.
That's what it looked like. A little stress relief. Crow looks confused.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
There was the shot of the Fromm household where Auburn tight end Tyler Fromm was mistaken for the NFL draft prospect.
Oh, that is hilarious.
And, well, at least he's not going to the Bills.
Yeah.
No. All right. That's about enough NFL draft talk out of me, I think. No one who listens to this podcast is like, I wonder what Crow thought about what happened in the draft.
We had a bunch of guys get picked up in free agency. Yeah. So I'm like quite a few, like nine.
Seems like
guys.
Almost every senior.
I hope they all eventually get traded to the Cowboys and win the Super Bowl.
Shout out to Daniel Thomas. You know, two-star signing day offer.
Fourth round, right?
Fifth round draft pick, but getting picked at all. I mean, he came a long ways. It's good to see. I mean, he earned it.
And Noah Igbinoghene again, a receiver with zero corner experience, and then all of a sudden, boom! First round draft pick.
Yeah, corner is the like position where they're like, we just need you to be athletic. We don't need you to know how to do anything but be athletic and jam a guy at the line. That's really what
coach. I think the NFL coaches must think they can coach technique. Yeah. Although he has really good technique. Like, people talking about him in the draft are like, yeah, he actually is a really sound corner. He just doesn't have the ball skills that you would think he would have being a receiver.
Receiver had the ball skills, yeah.
But that'll
come. Gotta have those ball skills.
Well, and
sure.
This draft, even more, with two more DBs taken. Defensive back was kind of a position Auburn isn't really known for, at least on defense. But quietly over the last couple of years, I mean, Auburn's got a good stable of DBs in the league now.
And Iggy can also return kicks.
Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah. I think that's probably why he went so high.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if Iggy's day one kick returner for the Dolphins.
Could be.
All right.
One more thing I wanted to mention before we move on from the draft is how bizarre every time they talked about any of the guys that got picked was.
Yeah, man. It was weird.
It's like, hey, this guy just went in the draft. This is his dream come true. Let's talk about how his uncle and father were murdered in a suicide murder.
I mean, it was literally like here, this 6'6" tight end went to Oklahoma State. This has been his lifelong dream, was to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
His mom died of cancer yesterday.
Since Mike Allstott was there. He wears number 40 in honor of Mike Allstott. Both of his parents were murdered outside of an opera as he watched by a man in a clown makeup. It's like, wait, what? Like, not everybody's Batman. Like, come on, man.
It was just the weirdest thing. Like, especially when they were like, yes, his father's in prison for 30 years for killing a man. And it's like, okay. I understand that's part of the kid's story, but come on. Like, you know he's DVRing this. He doesn't want to see that every, like, if he ever went to show his own kids that. I can
understand it if it was, like, one or two prospects, but it really was. It felt like 30 prospects in a row.
It was just, like, the worst, the greatest moment. Here was their worst moment.
Yeah, it was.
I think they had a production meeting ahead of time. It's like, well, we don't get to rely on the crowd to kind of fill airtime, so what else can we do?
I will say I enjoyed the draft more than I've ever enjoyed an NFL draft because there was no stupid crowd of Jets fans booing or whatever, whoever. I don't understand the crowd shots at all in NFL draft.
I don't understand why there's a crowd there.
There was more story, which I like. I didn't like that it was always bad stories.
Sure.
And, I mean, I'll tell you what, from a tech standpoint, we record this podcast with three people in three different rooms right now. And it's not the easiest thing to always get it to work.
And we're not old men.
I cannot fathom how they got that, how they pulled that thing off without a hitch. I mean, 30 GMs in 30 different locations and then 30 coaches in 32 different locations, and then Roger Goodell, and then Trey Wingo, and his
and then players, and then
the billion analysts that they have on that thing now, and then players like all over.
And somehow the only meme out of that was Bill Belichick's dog making a pick,
and then just and then getting you know Jake Fromm confused, but like
yeah,
there weren't many mistakes. I was shocked.
And Goodell seemingly getting drunk as the night went on.
He changed clothes at some point in the middle of the first round, too, which is kind of weird. It was like it was pre-recorded or something.
Yeah.
Which, he probably just spilled some dip on his jacket.
Maybe it was pre-recorded.
Maybe it was.
In a sound stage.
In his basement.
I'll have to watch it all over again and point it out.
Was Stanley Kubrick directing?
Yeah, exactly. Was Stanley Kubrick directing? Talk to Buzz Aldrin about it.
He'll punch you in the face.
Exactly. All right, so it's Jersey. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll get into some Jersey talk.
What time is this break at, Crow?
We're at 15 minutes and 53 seconds. And we're back. It's Jersey week on SB Nation, what is the hollowed-out shell of sports media. And we are talking about uniforms. But really just the shirts, I imagine, in Jersey Week.
The kit, if you
will. Exactly. So Ryan has some questions for us that fulfill the need bestowed upon us by the mothership. And let's go through them. What is your favorite Auburn uniform ever? Any sport?
Any sport.
So if you just loved the 2004 Speedos worn by the swimming team, maybe that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's going? Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Well, I mean, we talked about it earlier. It's hard to say no to the team or the uniforms that went to the Final Four. Especially the I think the whites are probably the best ones there.
It's incorrect. It's the orange ones.
Those are my favorites. Yeah. We wore those for what, 2 years or 3 years? I can't remember, but they were supposed to be sort of throwback to the 80s style jerseys with their lettering. I don't know what you call that, college lettering, whatever it is, right. That font is. But I really liked them. Like Crow said, the orange is always the right answer in those. I think we should wear orange at home every game.
But we really should. Like the Lakers wear yellow at home every game. We should wear orange at home every game.
I mean, we do it every now and then, but I think we should do it all the time.
Also, shout out the throwback Auburn baseball with the script Auburn on the front.
Oh, yeah.
Those are gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Those two probably for me. I like all the baseball ones look pretty good.
Yeah. So last couple years. We debuted a few new looks this year before the season was abruptly canceled. I guess the full pinstripe.
The pinstripe, and they added the orange detail this year.
Yeah.
Which really helps.
Great.
Yeah.
And those new hats were amazing this year. God. Now I'm depressed. but yeah, the basketball ones and baseball ones are the best. I mean, it's hard to go wrong with our football jerseys, but we were joking beforehand. I mean, there's been little changes, but it's been about the same. I think what's funny is to think back on what you thought were your favorite jerseys in the past. I loved the Auburn jerseys from the like 98, 99, right around there with the tiger print trim around the collars and stuff. And I go back and look at the numbers. I thought the font was awesome. And I go back and look at them. I'm like, oh my God, it's so ugly.
I love those. Even now I go back too. And look at them. I still love them. But I think my favorite Auburn football uniform was, and this is maybe like, this may be weird. I'm probably going to steal this from Ryan. The 2013 whites were great. Well, I don't know if it was the template.
So what's different about those that year than the other years?
Well, mainly the template that Under Armour used for those was nice, but also like the sleeves that dudes wore that year.
Yeah.
Were cool because it was like the first couple of years of Auburn getting
the shooting
sleeves from the basketball team.
Yeah,
I love our white jerseys. If we always wore white, I'd love it. And I love our blue jerseys too.
The white jerseys have to have the blue collar, otherwise, They don't count.
I think our best football uniform ever, our kit, if you will, because it was the entire kit outfit. That includes the boots, if you will, and the socks and everything.
Sure.
Was what we wore for that Louisville kickoff game.
Dude, you're not kidding. That was they looked awesome.
We looked amazing. Oh, man. And we looked great against
the 2015
Central Florida, which was also similar and with worse results.
Yep. 2015 Louisville Chick-fil-A kickoff. Jeremy Johnson at quarterback with the orange sleeves.
The orange sleeves. Yeah.
Man.
Dope.
I love
it. And then same deal, like you said, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Jarrett Stidham in the cams.
Looked great.
Looked great.
Do you remember the Louisville helmets in that game?
Yes.
Yes.
With the St. Louis looking cardinal on the side.
Hideous.
We wore orange cleats and orange sleeves.
And orange socks.
And Auburn and gloves. Was tame. Yeah. Compared to what Louisville walked out there with gothic letters on their uniforms, demon cardinal helmets that were chrome.
Oh, man.
The mid-teens was a weird time.
That's the last time I saw Auburn play in Atlanta, I think, I want to say. Yeah.
You didn't go to the Washington game or the Peach Bowl?
I did. I went to the Washington game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I also liked when Chief and I were in college at Auburn, up until 2006, Auburn wore black cleats and black socks.
Yep.
And that was a Jason Campbell thing, if I remember. I might be wrong on that, but I believe it was a Jason Campbell running around thing. And then Under Armour comes in, and they started wearing white cleats and white socks. And for the longest time, people have thought, oh, that's what Auburn wears, is white cleats and white socks. Because they wore them for a long time after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Up until, like, Cam wore white cleats and white socks. Yep. And so I think it literally was 2015 that they went to colored cleats and socks again, like non-white colored cleats and socks. And people were like, oh, man. Right. But, like, I'm telling you, black cleats, black Nike cleats.
Yeah.
And black spats and black socks was what 2004 wore.
Yeah.
It looked great. Again, it looked great because they won every single stinking game. They could have worn green cleats. And because there are very few people on this planet who look better in a football uniform than Ronnie Brown. Ronnie Brown looks like he's a created player from Madden.
Yep. Absolutely. He's big, fast.
He looked good in the uniform. He literally looked like the football uniform was designed for him.
Right. He looked like he was just the Madden cover. Like he should just always be the anonymous player on the Madden cover.
The guys that I have on my, this dude looks like what a football uniform would look like.
Ronnie had the orange visor, too,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, Ronnie had the orange visor. So, to me, those dudes are Sean Taylor, Miami, Adrian Peterson, Oklahoma.
Mm. Yeah.
Ricky Williams, Texas. This looked like a man in a football uniform. Darren McFadden, Arkansas, was terrifying.
Yeah.
And Ronnie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
That's my list. Those dudes looked the best in uniforms.
I can't argue with that. That's a pretty good list. So, Cam Newton looked pretty good in the uniform, too.
Cam Newton looks good in anything.
Cam Newton always looked like his legs were a different person's legs, and that different person was 9 feet tall. Yeah. Like, it's like he has like a giant person's legs attached to a normal size.
He looked like a basketball form, you know, football uniform.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like if you put Horace Spencer in a uniform.
Actually, that'd be interesting to see what Horace would look like in an Auburn football uniform walking out there next to normal sized Auburn players. Because one of my favorite things is
the scale of basketball.
Yeah, that's what it's gigantic.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Like Malik Dunbar was this, what we talked about this other day.
6'6".
Yeah, Malik Dunbar was the same size as
Cam.
Yeah, it's like same height and weight as Cam, basically.
6'6", 250 or something like that, yeah.
It's wild. Yeah.
All right.
And there's some people that think basketball is a soft sport.
Ryan, what was your favorite Auburn? Did you tell us yours?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I said the Final Four uniforms. Oh, okay. I was partial to the whites.
Yeah.
And the script Auburn on the baseball uniforms.
What is your favorite non-Auburn college football uniform?
Ooh.
I love the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, those are great.
The classic 80s, 90s uniforms, too.
Again, I mean, Sean Taylor with the rainbow visor.
Oh,
yeah. Damn.
I can't pinpoint one right now, but some of the Navy uniforms that they wear for the Army-Navy game.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Just about any given year.
Yeah.
I love those.
I like the all-white Texas. I like USC. And I like the Oregon with the sailor duck on the side.
I like the old school Oregon colors. Anything in that. I also like Oklahoma State.
Yeah, those are great. Oklahoma State has great uniforms.
I'm a big black and orange fan. Like that, I love the colors black and orange so together and gray. But you know, underrated Wyoming.
The brown and yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
They make it work.
Yeah,
they were given a bill of goods. Most people have been like, "We have brown uniforms." Just look at Bowling Green. That's how you don't do it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite in the SEC?
Oh man,
LSU. LSU's.
I think it's LSU.
LSU's purple uniforms that they wear against non-conference teams.
Oh, the purple people eaters. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Florida.
I like LSU when they wear the white helmet too.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I like the Florida orange uniforms. I think I'm in the minority on that.
And I also dig Kentucky's, what they were busting out the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. I guess I should have gone with Vandy since that's my high school colors and all, but
no.
Is Vandy really even in the SEC?
Right.
Or Missouri.
I guess. All right, Ryan, what was your first jersey as a kid? Was it like a 2000 LeBron Heat jersey?
I want to say I had a Chipper Jones jersey. Any Atlanta kid would. So it would have been either that or a Courtney Taylor jersey.
Nice.
That was the first 86. Auburn jersey.
Wow.
So
I did not own a jersey as a kid, other than my the first jersey I would have owned would have been my rec league Hawks jersey. It was just a T-shirt that was the Hawks, Atlanta Hawks jersey. But
so have you ever bought a jersey?
I did. The first jersey I would have bought would have been a Emery Blake that was on sale at the Dick's out in Tigertown. It was like $20. So I bought an 80 white, discovered it had a stain on it. Never worn it. It's in my closet. Nice. And then I own several Everton jerseys because their soccer kit's just basically an athletic t-shirt that you can wear around.
Yeah, soccer jerseys are the best.
Yeah.
Soccer jerseys are the reason why the NBA tried to do the sleeve jersey thing.
Yeah.
Try to get people to buy them, and then the players hated them.
No, they don't look good.
Just buy a jersey.
My jerseys.
Yeah.
I collected jerseys as a kid. I had a ton.
I wanted a Charles Barkley Sons jersey like nobody's business.
Right.
I want to put that out there. Just my parents were never going to shell out the money for a jersey. And they thought that jerseys, basketball shoes, anything over, you're spending over $50 on a shoe. That's crazy. That's crazy.
See, I went and bought a Deion Sanders shoe that matched my Deion Sanders Cowboy jersey.
Nice.
I owned a Deion Cowboys, Irvin, and Emmett Cowboys. I owned a Mike Allstott Bucks jersey, which was random. But he was my favorite player on Quarterback Club 98, the video game for N64. So I bought there because there was a play that was like fullback power right. And it was like unstoppable with my ball stop. I owned a Junior Seau Chargers jersey randomly. I owned a Sean Kemp
Supersonics
jersey, green. I owned Damon Stoudemire Raptors, purple with the dinosaur on it, which I wish I still had.
How do you get that one? And not
now, let me ask you this: Were you buying jerseys based on what kind of rec league team you were playing for?
No, I was buying jerseys because I was a kid who wore a jersey to school almost every single day.
I tended to float. I was a Hawks fan until we became the Suns. Then I was a big Suns fan. It was at the same time Barkley went to the Suns. We became the Suns.
I was a kid who was a huge basketball fan, and the Mavericks were horrible. Mm-hmm. And so I would go to Mavericks games and cheer for the team the Mavs were playing because I knew they were probably going to win. So that's how I got – and I love dinosaurs. So there was the Damon Stoudemire Raptors jersey.
No, the Raptors were – that was a cool logo, man.
It was a sweet jersey.
Wasn't Isaiah Thomas the coach?
Eventually, I believe he was.
Or the GM? Like, he was related to them.
He was related at some point, but not – I don't think he was their – I think Lenny Wilkins was their first coach. I might be wrong about that, too.
Okay.
But we had a – I ended up with a Jason Kidd Mavs
jersey.
And, yeah, I never owned a base – I never owned a Rangers jersey, which is weird.
Nolan Ryan?
No, I owned a bunch of T-shirts and hats, but never jerseys.
Okay.
I think I may have had – I think
baseball always did better than other sports was their jerseys were always better. Yeah.
Because a baseball jersey is tough. Sometimes.
Yeah, they're very expensive. There's not a ton of times where you can. Yeah. And then the T-shirt, you know, it's just, it looks the same. It's a logo on the front. And
I may have had a Dale Murphy jersey as a kid. I probably did. I can't remember. I do own one now, though. I purchased that the last Braves game.
I had several Braves jerseys over the years. Third Core was the first one, actually.
I've never owned a jersey. I don't think I have. I currently own.
You have a dirt jersey?
No, I wish. My wife is not listening to this because she'll be mad how many jerseys I'm about to list off that I currently own. I have a bin, a Rubbermaid bin of jerseys underneath our bed. I own a Michael Irvin Cowboys jersey. I own a Dortmund jersey. I own a Fortuna Dusseldorf jersey. I own a Austria national team, two different Saudi Arabian national teams. I own a German national team. That's all soccer. And then I own a Penny Hardaway Magic, a Charles Barkley Suns, a LeBron and KD USA jerseys. And a Grant Hill USA from years ago.
I forgot that I... During the Euros, it would have been World Cup. I bought a ton of international jerseys from sources.
USA men's national team jersey, of course.
I've got a
popsicle one.
I got a Gylfi Sigurdsson, yes. Iceland.
Kind of.
I have a Antoine Griezmann, France.
Dude, Griezmann, France, a good jersey.
Yeah,
I always like the French national team jerseys.
I've got a
See, I don't have people on my – none of my soccer kits have player names.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I have a few that are blank. I have three Lukaku shirts. I have a Coleman, Everton. I've got a Pulisic Dortmund, then just a regular just blank Dortmund. I've got
Do you have any of your name on the back?
No, God no.
I have one. I have Rwandan national team.
Oh,
and I got him to put
that's
my,
pretty good.
I got him to put my name on the back, but Drew, not Croson.
Okay,
number 34, and the guy who put it on there put it a little off center. It's the best. Oh,
perfect. Yeah, I don't have any with my name. I did get one Nolan for my guy.
Oh, nice.
My kid.
There you go.
But.
Yeah, don't ever buy a jersey with your own name on the back, I don't think.
That was a onesie that's not a real jersey, too, so I didn't shell out a lot of money for that.
I can't think of the right situation where that's normal, unless, like...
If you're under 12.
Yeah, under 12. And again, jerseys in general, like, I own so many basketball jerseys, I'm never wearing those.
You should hang them up in your studio.
If you're related to a player and you have the same last name...
Right.
And then you can wear that jersey.
Right. That's true. Right.
What's your single favorite jersey? Like, yeah, you've got one.
Ooh.
My favorite jersey to wear? Or that I want?
Sure. I mean, however you want to interpret that. Like, what is your, what's your prized possession when it comes to jerseys?
Mm.
I can tell you mine.
Yeah,
it's more for nostalgic sake. We used to go to a lot of Thrashers games growing up.
Mm.
And me and my dad and my brother, we all had our Thrashers jersey. So I've got the powder blue Thrashers signed by a lot of the last season's team. Because we got to go to the fan day or whatever when I was still only, what, 13 or 14 at that point. So autographs are acceptable at that age.
Sure.
But yeah, so I've got a lot of those guys signed on that jersey.
And that's awesome.
A lot of good memories there. So
that's cool.
Not many people in the Auburn area have hockey jerseys. So
no one has a Thrashers jersey in any area.
No. You may have the only Thrashers jersey ever.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what would be my favorite. If I had a Charles Barkley Suns or Auburn jersey, that would be my favorite.
But I have a Suns, but it's like the old champion mesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd still take it. I want one so bad, and I just never have gotten one. I also want a pair of CB34 Air Max. Mm. But, again, those are pretty expensive, so.
I would like a long sleeve. This is going to be really random. I'm not even a fan of this team. A long sleeve Juventus Perlo, number 10.
Okay.
This is a great, it's a great kit.
I also have, I forgot I had a Ipswich Town jersey.
Oh, nice. And Real Batiste.
Yeah, that's right. And, Ryan has a Derby County, right?
That's right.
No, Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
That's up right. The yeah. Forest?
Their rivals. Yeah.
That's great.
Got a
like jersey talk.
Brave spring training Tim Hudson jersey, too. That was like I got it when I was in middle school and wore that all the time.
What's your favorite jersey you ever own? Is that it?
Either the hoodie one or the Thrashers jersey.
Chief, your favorite jersey you've ever owned?
Oh, that I've ever owned? It would be the very first Lukaku jersey that I bought. I still wear it, and it's starting to kind of fall apart. The numbers. Sorry. It's from the 14-15 season. Yeah. That's a great jersey. Fits well.
That's like probably the white Deion 21 Cowboys. He was my favorite player, so it made sense.
Before we move on from jerseys, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't ask Crow what his favorite cycling kit was.
Yeah.
Well, the correct answer, if you ask people who watch a lot of pro cycling, is going to be LaVie-Claire in the late 80s with Greg LeMond. They're like incredible works of art, literally copied off of it. They had like an actual artist design them, and they're incredible.
Nice.
But they kind of changed the way that even jerseys began looking. But I think my favorite was, and this is funny because he didn't even win when he wore it, were the Radio Shack Lance Armstrong kits from his last tour that Nike did. And it's weird that Nike bowed out of cycling right after Lance, and we're just now starting to see kits on teams that look as stylish and cool as those looked back in 2010, whenever that was, 09. Like Nike, the kits Nike designed for Lance and those teams were always at least 3 or 4 years ahead of everybody else's in terms of the way they looked, how cool they were. You can buy Nike cycling shoes right now on eBay and you would not be able to tell much of a difference from the brand new stuff that you'll find. But yeah, the last couple of years of Radio Shack when Lance was on it, I have a Radio Shack cycling hat from those years, and it is one of my favorite things. Ryan just sent me a link to a retro 1985 LaVie-Claire.
Is that the one you're talking about? Oh, with the squares?
Yes, the squares. The squares is the key.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll share this out on the...
$40. That's not a bad price for that.
Wow. Yeah,
the sizing is a little strange. It starts in a 5XL. Like, okay. That's standard.
Oh, man, look at that. Oh, it's a full zip, so that's not authentic. Back in the day, the zips, they only did like half, a quarter zip.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I can't even imagine wearing a quarter zip cycling jersey now.
Yeah. That, it looks completely different, but that does remind me of what may be one of the greatest jerseys in any sport ever, is the Croatia men's national team.
For sure. They always have the best.
So good. Game. So good. And the Netherlands, which always look freaking amazing. The Dutch national teams.
The Dutch national team in every sport, man. Like their cycling kits are great. Every sport.
It's orange and blue. So.
Yeah. This is a huge Dutch national team podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. The Orangemen. You think there's an Orangemen in True podcast, and that's how that happened?
I don't know. We do have friends.
Friends in low places?
The Netherlands.
Lowlands of the Netherlands?
Yeah, exactly.
That's literally what that means. Yeah. Places, right?
I'm going to send Ryan, I'm going to send you two photos of the jerseys that I was talking about. If you wanted to put them on the whatever.
Look, if anybody, my birthday's next month. If anybody listening to this wants to get me a Charles Barkley Suns or a Brett Butler Braves.
Brett Butler. I haven't heard that name. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
So I was named after.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
And, your name's not Butler.
and Ordell Murphy that I could put up in my office. I will frame it, have it up in my office. You can do that. Just send me a DM on the Twitter.
Well, question, when you say Charles Barkley Suns, are you talking the black jersey or the purple jersey?
I think I'd go purple. I know a lot of people go black. I think I'd go purple. Mine's or white. Yeah, I'd go white. I mean, I do like the black one. It's less ostentatious.
Not being picky.
I'm not being picky.
Nothing snooty.
I haven't even looked. I'm sure you can get a Chinese one pretty easily. I'm sure that's how those pop up in the old student section down there.
Maybe not these days.
No, yeah, not these days. What else has been going on, guys?
Well, yeah, this is maybe the end of the line here, guys. Yeah,
I watched great Community. That's fun.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, almost done with the first season.
Okay. It's good. Is this your first watch?
Yeah.
I'm reading Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. The book about the founding of Nike. Super good. Better than I expected it to be.
I'd like to read that.
Bro, it is super good.
Prefontaine is one of my favorite movies, starring Jared Leto and Arlie Ermey. Arlie Ermey plays Bill
Bowden. That is a combination.
Is that the good one?
That's the good one, not the Tom Cruise one. The Tom Cruise one is the weird one.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah. He produced it, I think. I think it's his cousin playing Prefontaine in that one.
Yeah, one of them is not good.
That one's not good. Prefontaine is good. Bill Bowerman, right? That's the other Nike guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Arlie Ermey plays. He's the track coach at Oregon. So.
Yeah. Well, guys, I got to take off, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, it's fine.
Well, it's been great talking to you, and I will see you next week. And if you're listening to this still, Lydia, War Eagle.
Bo knows.